Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. This week we're sitting down with my sissy, Savannah. So, let's get this show on the road. Hello, 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 and welcome to another fantastic episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Terry Miller, and I'm joined here with my co-host,
Doug Parks.
And this week, Craig will be taking some time off. He hurt his back. We wish him a speedy recovery, but...
Oh, God, bitch, what'd you do? I'll call you later.
This week, we will be sitting down to talk to... Savannah, which just so happens to be my sister.
Hey.
So, let's get this episode on the road. First, we would like to announce that Doug has some really, really good news. He is going to go back to college. We're excited for him, right, Savannah?
Woohoo!
So... that is happening, so we will keep you posted on the podcast on his journey. We sure will. So this week, we're going to talk a little bit to Savannah about motherhood, raising three children as a single mother, and plus, really just throwing out the format and having a good time. Right, Douglas?
Yes.
So, Savannah, I do have a question to kick off this episode. What advice would you give to other single mothers that are raising children?
Don't take any time for granted.
Ooh.
To be honest. Enjoy them while they're little.
They grow up fast.
Yeah, they do.
I don't have kids, but I know that.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's really good advice, too, is always make sure that you're embracing every moment with them. It's really positive. So, you know, we haven't had one of those funny, carefree episodes in a while.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, instead of keeping this slow and mediocre and draining, how about we kick it up a notch and just have a funny episode?
Yeah, like, for instance, this pussy is clingy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't been around this pussy in a while, and this pussy is just wanting to be all over me.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I'm getting covered in pussy hair. Pussy's got knots in his hair, because he needs it to be brushed out.
Yeah.
You gotta brush the pussy.
Gotta brush that pussy.
He was hanging out with me last night when I was chilling on the chair. He came up there, looked at me like, "What are you doing, bro?" But...
I've been missing him all week.
Yeah. What the hell are you doing, Savannah?
Picking up lots.
Oh, sound like you were sitting in a hurricane.
She's being a mother and picking up all the toys her kids ain't going to pick up. But they'll help you spread them back out so you can pick them back up again. They care about you so much.
Welcome to motherhood.
Yeah, welcome to motherhood. The best kind of hood.
I don't know.
The best kind of...
I think it's just so different. I think it's different doing one of these episodes.
Yeah.
I really do. Because I think the last few episodes have been very much about the guests and kind of like getting their stories and stuff. And it's kind of cool to be able to do a real fun, laid back episode.
I don't know. Savannah, I disagree with you. I think the best hood was on... 69 Mustang Shelby GT.
Yeah. Why'd you have to go with 69?
because it's a beautiful car.
Okay, well.
Or it's your favorite number.
I didn't understand what any of that meant, so yes.
Actually, what was it say? I forgot the number. Go ahead, we'll talk about something else, and I'll do the math in my head.
Oh, there's math involved. This must be good.
Yeah, I like 77 because I get 8 more.
Wow. I like, yeah,
that's what you used to tell him, Savannah. Say, fuck you, motherfucker. You're going to eat this because I ain't getting pregnant again.
Yeah, you right.
Your dive down game got to be on point. You better show up with a strap on that's nice and wet and thirsty. I'm going to get mine before you get yours.
We have to remember.
Bitch already done had hers.
We only do that stuff on days that ends in Y, so yeah. Tomorrow is not our day.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, you right.
I know, yeah. It's true.
Extremely accurate.
Way. Yeah, I learned that the easy way.
So can I vent for a second? Let me vent for a second. What the hell is it with my Facebook? I'm getting all these random friend requests. I don't even know half of these people. And they just flow in like flow like water through a strainer. I'm like, gosh damn.
That's it right there. Look at that hood.
Oh, that is a sexy car.
Hey, guys.
What?
So this girl sent me a friend's request the other day on Facebook, and I do not like her at all, and she knows I don't like her, and she don't like me. And I'm not going to lie to you. I definitely accepted her friend's request so she could stalk, because that's what she wanted.
What did you want her to see? You should put stuff up there on purpose.
That's what I've been doing.
Like, this skank whore tried to friend request me the other day, and bitch, I know you're looking. You know who you are.
I'm about ready to put you on blast, motherfucker.
This is Delta America.
This is America.
Delta Pennsylvania, the original 90210.
Yeah. The original Jersey Shores. Without the money.
Yeah.
You guys, did I tell you? Accurate. Oh, yeah, I did tell you. I love going to the Jersey Shore house.
Well, if you'll stop spitting out babies for any amount of time, we'll take you up there.
What you mean?
She's like, already been.
Like, yeah, but we need to go back again. Like, stay the night there.
Yeah.
What, in the Jersey Shore house?
Yeah, we'll find some babysitters for your kids, and we'll all go have a adult day.
Adult day? Where's the beach?
I know
Leo will watch them. She loves kids.
I have a video of Lizzie when we went the last time, and she screamed, "Where's the beach?" On the beach, yeah. On the beach. Right by the t-shirt shop.
Well, that's where Snooki did it, too. And then she's face-planted right into the sand.
Yeah, that's what Lizzie did, too. But she, like, kneeled down because of reasoning.
Wow. That's all I have to say about that is wow.
I've never been there.
Jersey
Shore. I've been to New Jersey, but never the Jersey Shore.
I've never been to the Jersey Shore either. I've been to Jersey.
Yeah, and it's like, where did I go in Jersey?
I went on the highway.
Like an hour and a half.
I got right off the highway. Right off the highway, there's some meat packing plant we went to when I was working at Lee's Landing, and we were trying to... Okay, what is all that noise?
I don't know. Not on my end.
But there's a... I don't know, every time I talk...
Right. That's Savannah.
Oh. Yeah, but there's this meatpacking plant. And
what
when
was
we opened Lee's Landing, we were looking for, like, top quality meat. Wells Meat is the best butcher, like, on the whole Eastern Shore. Like, they do meat processing. So, they're actually in the Rocky movies when he was in there punching on the cows. That was the Wells Meat Company.
Oh, okay.
So, we went down there. That might be New York. Yeah, I think that's over that bridge. So I haven't been to Jersey.
So you've been to like Staten Island?
Oh, I've been to Staten. I've been to different places all over New York. I used to live up there a long time ago. But
where have you not lived? Can you please
California,
list
San Francisco. I've visited San Francisco. I've never been to Texas. I've never been to Oklahoma, South Dakota, North Dakota.
I'm like almost 30.
You sit here and name
I'm like almost 30, and I'm like, I am so cultured. I've been to Tennessee, and Doug's like, bitch, I've been to this place and this place and this place. I'm like, damn it, I'm not cultured anymore. I've been to...
I mean, you're a lot more cultured than a lot of people in Delta, because most people have never been out of Delta.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, how can you not be out of your town?
Yeah,
because you know, their family, because you have to remember, a lot of our families don't have the money to travel because they're too busy spending it on bad things.
Well, that's the thing; they get caught up in the world of paraphernalia and things like that, and illegal substances, and it claims their life. Like, you're not doing anything with your life when you're caught up in that shit. You know, your life's over. You're just all about that drug, and that's the saddest part about it, is that drug's not giving you the great freedom you can have by going and traveling to Tennessee and floating around on the lakes out there and eating mushrooms, smoking weed. You know, like, keep it natural, keep it good.
Yeah. But
people get into all this stuff that the pharmacies put out. They want you addicted to that. They want your money.
Yeah.
Big corporation wants our money, and they will do anything to get it. You know, they are doing anything to get it.
I mean, I do love to travel. I'm excited to do some more traveling if things work out with, like, funds and stuff. I really want to travel more.
Well, I pretty much plan on... There's people we're adding to our Tennessee trip this year if we go. And, like, people that want to, like, go down and have fun and not care about nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and that big Airbnb was... That was for 14 people.
Mm-hmm.
And its price was, I think, $320 a night. But you have 14 people dividing $320. That's not no much money at all.
Yeah.
Especially for a massive-ass cabin with a lake.
I think we figured out if we did 14 people, it was like $150 for...
The whole week.
The whole week, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. You know, and people were like lapping up that price. Like, what do you mean a 14-room cabin on a lake for $150 for the whole week? I'm going to jump on that shit.
Yeah.
I don't care who I have to share that house with.
I see your titties.
Yeah, because last year, I guess it was more than last year. There's a year before last. Christina called me up, and her friends were having a party in Ohio, and it was like a little sex swinger type party. And she's like, we don't have to do nothing but just go and have a place to stay for $20 for the whole weekend. And I'm like, fuck yeah, because like to rent the house for the weekend only costs like $200. It wasn't even that.
Yeah.
So they divided that by however many people were coming, and everybody paid $20 for the whole weekend. You know, now I slept on a couch, but it was a comfortable couch, and it was $20. And I got to go to Ohio, and me and Christina run around and did bestie friend stuff while her friends did their little sex party orgy room hopping thing. And like, I didn't get involved in that shit, but I met a lot of those people because I'd be downstairs smoking weed, and whenever they weren't doing what they were doing, they would come down and hang out with me. And I talked to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm Facebook friends with three of them, and I talk to them all the time, and they're cool people, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't have to be doing what they were doing. I just had to accept that that's what they want to do, and I love them for it, but I don't have to be involved.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I get that.
And I got friends that they're heavy into drugs, and they're wasting their life. They got so much potential, but that's what they want to do, and that's their choice.
Yeah. You know?
They ultimately have the choice to fight and get past it, or just accept it and be what it is, and it's still their choice.
Yeah.
You know? Savannah.
Yeah.
I think she's on the devil's lettuce.
You're on the devil's lettuce, girl.
No, I am texting mi amigo.
Oh.
You're doing a podcast at the moment.
The way you said that. We both went, ow.
She got that big dick on her mind.
I'm trying to read the Spanish, guys, and I'm sitting there having a hard time with it. My mind's not focusing on it.
Does he text you in Spanish?
Yes, he does.
Do you have a translator?
Does he also text me in English? Yes, he does. Whoever picks a day, we just pick a day and we'll start talking in that language to each other, and then we'll be fine.
Oh, God.
And we just talk. Like, we can pretty much do both, so...
Yeah, that's okay. True. You like them Mexicans.
Guys, I'm a bad mom. I let my daughter eat baby food when she doesn't want to eat anything else.
There's nothing wrong with that. I couldn't imagine she would like the taste of it, but I'm pretty sure it has all the vitamins and neutrals she needs.
Yeah.
It would be the same as you doing a juice fast or a juice diet.
Yeah, or blending up all your food.
Yeah, if she wants to eat it. That's expensive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would take the food that she doesn't want to eat and put it in a blender and chop it up and stick it in one of them little jars and give it to her and let her eat it. She won't know. She'll be like, this baby food's a little chunkier, but I'm eating it because it's baby food.
Yeah.
Maybe she just likes the little jars.
Yeah. Maybe she wants to eat out of the little jars.
Because she's got tiny thumbs. So I imagine that, like, maybe it's hard for her to hold a spoon.
Oh. What?
So-so has tiny thumbs.
I know she has tiny thumbs.
Maybe it's hard for her to hold a spoon. Maybe she needs a different size spoon or something.
In my head now, I'm trying to think of how you hold a spoon. I'm like going in my head and I'm like...
It could be a comfortable thing why she doesn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Because...
What?
I have a bad mom story to tell you. You guys ready for this?
Yes, go for it.
Okay. Wait, what were we... Wait, Terry, go ahead and finish real quick.
I was done.
Oh.
I was just rambling on.
So my phone was dying last night, and Leader's was dying last night. And I'm sitting there, and I'm in the middle of a phone call, and I'm like, okay, so should I charge my son's phone so he can play on his phone, or should I charge my phone? And I just ended up charging my phone. So I think I'm a bad mom for that sometimes.
Why are you a bad mom for charging your own phone?
Because I didn't charge his.
I don't understand. Did I miss something?
Well, Leo has that attachment to that phone. And
yeah.
She feels bad because she should have charged his phone before her own. But all he's doing is playing games with his phone. Granted, he was upset about it, but that doesn't make her a bad mom. She's just doing what your whole family does and attacking themselves and making it seem like it's your fault when in reality it's not your fault. It's just the way life is.
Thank you. That's what I was going for. And I wasn't wrong.
She's not a bad mom.
That. Like, that's... A very valid question. How does that make you a bad mom?
She loves her son more than herself.
Well, yeah.
You know, which most parents do. You know,
I just want my son to be happy before I am. Even though he's a little...
But your son loves you, and unless you're happy, he's not going to be happy. And he doesn't see you happy right now. Sometimes he does, sometimes he don't. You know? But he'll figure it out.
Did you guys hear himself on in here?
Yeah.
I thought that was the cutest little thing. I always tell him to tear himself one.
Well, yesterday when I was watching him, he woke up. I watched, she had to work tomorrow, yesterday morning. So I went over and watched her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Leo finally decided to get up around 1 o'clock. So he comes in there and he slams this little plastic cup down and stands there looking at me. I'm like, you better pick that cup up and hand it to me. And he looked at me and looked at the cup, and then he picked it up and handed it to me. I was like, all right. I was like, now what do you want? Because I know you could talk. He's like, juice, please. I was like, yeah, I'll get you some type of liquid in there.
Some type of liquid.
I don't know. So I filled it up, and then he went back in there, and I was like, are you hungry? Well, I gave him a bowl of Fruit Loops and this little yogurt drink that his sister didn't want and a slice of cheese. And he went sashaying through the living room with his little butt wiggling. And he was happy as camper, you know. And I just left him alone until he came to me holding his cell phone up because it was dead. And I'm like, you know this has to charge. But he was patient. He sat there and ate his food while he let it charge, you know. But I told him what I was doing. I'm like, you got to accept it because there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
You know, you can cry and be miserable, but you're just going to have a miserable time until your phone charges. And that's, what, a half hour? But I don't know. Then kids don't understand that all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think he understands the concept a little more, though.
Yeah. Savannah?
Yeah, I think he does, because he understands a lot more than his other siblings.
Well, he's very smart. He gets away with pretending like he's stupid.
Uh-huh.
And we all know people in your family that do that.
Yeah, we're talking to one of them.
Like... not necessarily Savannah, Terry. But I see it in a lot Terry. Of the other ones that they play this I'm stupid role.
Savannah when can do it too.
You don't need to, you know. But
Savannah's very intelligent, but sometimes she'll play like she's dumb.
Well, it's just it's a human thing, you know. Like right now, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, what'd you say about me?
I said you're extremely intelligent, but you have a habit of sometimes pretending as if you are dumb.
Oh no, it's not pretending. It's like half half. Like I'm half smart, and then sometimes I just don't think before I speak.
So you're a blonde.
I speak anyways. Yeah. I should have been born a blonde.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got these new pants yesterday. Or not yesterday, the other day.
Your family's passion driven, so their emotions tend to take over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their hearts and their minds are like all ready to just go all in. And that's how your family is. So they're very protective. You know, your family has amazing good traits, and that's what keeps me around you all. You know, because everybody has negative shit about them. It's just what kind of negative shit can you tolerate? What can you put up with, you know?
Yeah.
And I have to set boundaries sometimes because sometimes I can't put up with all of it. But the amazing stuff about you all, I love. And that's why I hang out with you people, you know?
You people.
Yeah, like, I love you people.
You people. Let's just clarify that. Not your family. It's you people.
But no, I've met a lot of people in my life. And your family is the most interesting I've ever had. And the friends that surround you all. Like, this whole area in general, Delta area, is like, the people are, like, very interesting to me. So I like hanging out with people and being people, you know. And I don't judge people for nothing, but I'm interested in what makes people the people they are.
Yeah.
You know, like Savannah, she's a mother of three kids. And, like, I'm interested to know what kind of person she is and how she got there. You know, I always have been a bad day.
I'm going to tell you something. The person I used to be is not the person I am today. I used to be the most ignorant, cocky, annoying, loud, mouth, sometimes shy. I don't know. I was a little bit of everything. A little bit of psychotic. A little bit of everything. My therapist, when I was 13 years old, actually broke me of all that. I give props to her.
Oh, yeah. We always have to give props to our therapist.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, your therapist hasn't said anything to you that your whole entire family hasn't said. She just says it in a different way. She says it in a way that comes from, like, well, when you're going there, you have this anticipation in your mind that it's going to be a good session because she's a professional and you expect good things. So you go in there and listen to them. Whereas, like, your family and friends, they'll tell you the same truth, but they'll just do it either in a harsh way or more direct, and then we're not willing to accept that. So the moral of the story is you could save a shit ton of money if you would just listen to your friends in a different way than you are right now.
Yeah, but it is all about presentation, too, because sometimes friends put things out there, and they do it with this, well, I need to tell you something. It's not bad, but I need to tell you something. Type of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's always a line that's always said at the beginning.
But what's wrong with that? They're just trying to let you know I'm about to be serious and not, like, joke and play around.
No, because sometimes it just needs to come the hell out of your mouth and it needs to be said.
And they are, so what's wrong with it?
I'm just saying that, like, the therapist will come out with things and put it in different words, but it's still being very blunt.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not that we're not listening. It's just not said in the correct words.
We need a button so that when somebody says the word blunt, you hit it.
Oh, I'm about to do that. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Yeah. Hey, guys.
And you can hit that button. Definitely.
And it's like.
Yeah. We could play one of them songs from back in the 90s. From like Boys to Men or something.
Yeah, why can't we play one of them songs from back in the like 40s? Like.
I was going to clean my room, but then I got high.
Then I got high. I was going to do a podcast, but then I got high.
That's me.
I was going to change that diaper, but then I got high.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know what? I want to know what, like, I'm sorry. Technology should be this far advanced already. You could just put your baby on top of a table and it will change that little bastard for you. You don't have to smell nothing, see nothing. It just changes them. why can't we have that technology? I mean, isn't this the year that the Jetsons were supposed to be about?
Yeah.
And Mad Max. Just say it, put that out there, by the way.
Mad Max, yeah.
Mad Max took place in 2021.
Yep. But if you have, like, all that stuff, like, wouldn't that be robots?
Well, yeah, like, a changing table. I came up with an invention a few years back that I still haven't patented. And I'm not even going to talk about what it is on the air because you motherfuckers will steal my idea. But I had an idea.
Yeah, you motherfuckers.
And I never done nothing with it, you know? But that same idea I had for that could be used also to change a baby. Maybe I'll develop the idea, but I'm just pissed off it isn't here already. You know what I mean? I save these little bags just for that. So I got personal little trash cans. Because my bestie, Leah, wastes a lot. So I get it out. All right. So, Savannah, I have a question for you.
Who?
I have a question for you, Savannah.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was playing with Levi on the floor, and he's like, so, when are you just going to, like, kidnap me and take me away from my mom forever because I want to be with you forever? And I'm like, it'll happen. You know, I wanted him to get a little bit older, maybe get out of the diaper stage first. But that's what the conversation was about.
How is that a question?
Because I'm just fucking with Levi. I'm fucking with Levi's 6 months old. How are we having a conversation anyway?
Yeah, I know that. But you said, I have a question for you, Savannah.
Yeah, well, I want to. What's going to happen when I run away with her baby?
Oh, there's the question.
Huh?
You won't make it far.
I wouldn't. I couldn't. Could you? I couldn't do that to a kid, you know? Take them away from their mother.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. People kidnap babies. Because, like, that baby or kid, like, has a whole family. They love people. And you're taking them. For whatever sick and perverted, twisted reason you're taking them, and you can't love that kid if you're doing that. You know, you couldn't have. It's just fucked up. I don't understand it.
There's a connection thing too, like from birth, like you're connected to your family.
Yeah.
In a weird sense of the way the brain works. So if you're taking them from them, like there's still a connection there. So you're never gonna have the same connection with this child that you've taken.
No.
So, but yeah, I mean, really weird concept. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more Kind of a Big Deal after this. Hey, everybody. This is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal podcast. And guess what? I'm excited to tell you. Pride Month is celebrated every June in tribute to those involved in the Stonewall riots, and we're getting ready to dust off our rainbow flags, douse ourselves in glitter, and go join in the fun. With parades, festivals, and concerts going on across the globe, there's always some way for you to get involved, as well as learn more important things about social history along the way. And I'm here to announce it is time for another Pridecast event, and we're releasing it in June for Pride Month. So tune in on June 8th for Pridecast 21 to get your best drag on and let your rainbow flag fly, because bitches, we are turning it up. Bye. Let's take a second to talk about Xtina Paints. Christina Little is a member of the Kind fam. She's very close with Doug and I, and I'm sure she will get very close with Craig once she meets him. If you want to, you can support our friend Christina
with her new endeavor, where she takes her beautiful art and places them on real cool products. You can go to Etsy.com/XTinaPaints, and that is XTINAPAINTS. You can also go to the Facebook page for Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and the link will be pinned right up at the top. So please support our friend Christina and purchase something from her awesome Etsy store today. Bye.
Welcome back to Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. We are still sitting down with Savannah, so let's get back into the conversation. Leah's going to town, man.
So, Savannah, I think our listeners want to hear the story about your daughter and your dildo.
Guys, bad mom story. That's funny, though. I definitely just bought this new toy, and it was a little purple vibrator, and I threw it in my bag right after I charged it. Didn't even use it or anything. And I kept, Sophia was like really jumping and playing, and like I thought it was just like a toy or something. And all I heard was vibrating, and I went in there, and Sophia had it. And I'm like, damn. Like,
wouldn't you laugh if she was like dressing it up as if it was a doll?
Yeah, I would die.
That would be so funny. And she like drew like a face on it and stuff because it was her new doll. Mom, look at my new dolly.
Yeah, it was bad.
My hot dog's like, all bruised.
Guys, my nuggets look good.
All right.
What the fuck?
Okay, I don't know what to say about that.
Oh my god. Yo, my nuggets look good.
What are you putting on those nuggets?
Some white stew.
No.
But yeah. This is gonna be like the weirdest episode because I don't even remember half of what we talked about.
Oh, I think for Savannah's next baby shower, we should make a titty cake that has milk coming out of the nipples.
That's yeah. Clever.
That's actually really awesome.
When you cut into it, it squirts out.
Oh,
that even be better.
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious. Could you imagine everybody's face when you cut the cake and the nipples start squirting? They'll
Wait,
be like,
did you say for my next baby shower?
Yeah. Well, we can't do it for the past baby showers.
I mean, we could.
Just redo one of them.
Yeah, we can have a cake. We can have a cake with Savannah breastfeeding and then have like 3 or 4 or 5 kids behind her, all different age groups.
Waiting for their turn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
I'm not making fun of you, Savannah.
I'm kind of making fun of myself, so that's okay.
That's great. But the like the thing is like I don't remember what I was talking about. Yeah. What were you talking about?
I don't remember, but...
Oh, lactating, yeah. I've never lactated before.
Oh, I hope not. They do. There was these stories, though, about men that were lactating because their women had babies or something, and I guess the mother wasn't producing milk, so the father somehow started doing it. So that's weird.
Well, there was... Set up that way. There was... a story of a baby that had lost his mother and he couldn't afford to get formula and stuff. He was actually homeless what it was. And so he had actually started like feeding the kid from his own nipple so that the kid could survive.
Mm, that's weird.
It is weird. But it's really cool how, like, the father's body is made up to at least supply the kid with enough nutrients.
Yeah.
So that it can at least survive.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad they're surviving.
I mean, it is kind of weird, but like when the kid grows up and was like, oh yeah, my dad breastfed me. Like, imagine telling that story to your friends in school.
Yeah, right. Like, your mom breastfed you? Why?
Yeah, my mom breastfed. I don't think mom breastfed. I don't know. I think mom did for like the first couple of days, but I definitely did. And I'm telling you, that stuff hurts.
So I heard the funniest story the other day from Leslie, and I can't believe that the rest of your family members haven't told me before Leslie did.
What?
And she told me about the birthday present that, as little kids, you gave your grandmother.
Yeah, she definitely deserved that box of shit.
Yeah, they actually shit in a box, wrapped it up, and gave it to her for Christmas.
We shouldn't. Leslie pooped in the toilet. Cody picked it out with these little bunny scissors. We put it in this box, wrapped it, and gave it to Grandma for her birthday because she was being a bitch to us.
Yeah. It was so funny. And, like, she was telling me that story, and I was laughing my ass off. I was like, I wish I was there. Because your mom was like, well, you should be nicer to my kids. She totally had her kids back.
Yeah. Mom don't care.
Oh, that's funny.
Leonardo Dell, take breath.
I'd never heard that story before.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I never heard that story. Yeah, and it's funny as hell. That's what they did.
There's a lot of funny stories that we could tell.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Every family has a bunch of funny stories they can tell. Like when I rode the gate down the steps.
A gate? Oh, gate.
Baby gate.
Baby gate.
Yeah. I leaned over the gate to pick up a cat.
And it let go.
And it wasn't attached. So it fell off. And I was on top of the gate. The cat was with me. And I rode it all the way down the steps. The worst part was is the landing, because the gate disappeared at one point.
And you just kept going.
And I kept going. And the landing on the cement floor was the pain. That hurt. But you know the song Magic Carpet Ride?
Yeah.
My stepmom used to play that song all the time just to agitate me. But it was funny. Really funny. It's still like a story that everybody tells. But yeah.
Yeah, my mom's brother was getting married, and there's a whole bunch of they decided to have a wedding reception at their house, and they rented this big tent from my uncle, and there was catering and all that stuff, so it was like a big family function thing there. So I ended up drinking a lot of vodka that day and passed out in the middle of the dance floor, and my mom woke me up yelling and screaming to get in the car, and I thought I did something wrong. So I got inside her car and passed back out. And like halfway home, I woke up and I looked over. She's crying. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? She's like, I caught your dad fucking Darlene in the bathroom. Well, Darlene was her brother who was getting married. It was his wife's sister that my dad was banging in the bathroom. And my mom walked in on him. And I just went over and fell back asleep. I was like, I don't give a fuck. But when I woke up the next day, I'm like, I went up. My dad was gone. My mom was in the living room crying. And I'm just like, did your dad really break up? And she's like, got up, went to the bedroom, didn't want to talk to me. But like, it was a fucked up story.
Yeah.
Like, he was banging somebody else. And my mom walked in on him at her brother's wedding. But there's probably a lot of stories like that. Because my dad's
Yeah.
He's a ladies' man. Yeah. At least he thinks he is.
Did the apple fall too far from the tree?
Probably not.
No, I mean, not with ladies.
I've had more women hit on me in the last 2 months than I have anybody hit on me in the last two or three years. You know, like, it's weird.
Wow.
And very uncomfortable. I'm like, thank you for telling me how you feel, but I don't know what you want me to say. You know, you think you're going to be the woman that I love, you know? Because there's this misconception out there that gay men, there's a woman out there that can change them.
Yeah.
You know? Just like all gay men think they can turn straight men because, hey, I can change you.
Yeah.
The fuck ever. You can't change people. People are who they are. Accept that.
Yeah.
I can change a straight person into a lesbian.
Yeah.
What do you... You got some magic power.
Is your carpet munching gang that game like on point?
Huh?
Is your carpet munching game on point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Can you braid the pubic hair with your teeth while you do it? I mean, if you got skills, you should be making money off that.
All right, here's the deal.
OnlyFans.
Welcome to Savannah's new salon. It's a beaver salon.
Who's that for all that?
Wow.
I'm pretty sure there's salons out there for men to get their whatever done they do and be like serviced at the same time. Cause you see this shit on like internet and stuff like that. Like there was a Facebook thing that popped up the other day and it was about this salon, it was about the ball grooming salon for men.
Oh yeah. I
where you
go
get
too.
Your balls groomed. Like, so like if they're joking about it, it has to be a real thing somewhere.
No, that was a real thing.
Yeah. So like it has to be, cause it was like, nobody's going to come up with that idea and make a joke about it, and it doesn't really exist.
Yeah. Like in the video, it even gave you the location for it. It's a real thing.
That would be weird, though. Like, why would I... There's nothing you could do with my balls to make them look like...
Well, there's nothing you can do with anybody's balls to make them look
like... Yeah, like, I don't know. They're just like...
They're there.
It's like a turkey neck hanging down.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
I don't know, but like they're not only the ugliest thing there is, but they're also the sexiest thing too. Like at the same time, like there's something about them that like, they're sexy, but it's also like why? They're just fucking balls. They're like weird looking.
Yeah, it's kind of like the penis though. Like that's not good looking either, but there's something sexy about it.
The vagina's weird as fuck looking.
Yeah,
you know, but like
there's something sexy about it.
You know, yeah. And like a vagina on like trans men. Who female to male, they become men, like in porn and stuff, they're actually hot as fuck. And the vagina is beautiful, but maybe it's because I'm attracted to that male form, you know what I mean? Whereas if it's just a regular woman, I'm like, not attracted to the female shape.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's about more so than anything else. Now, if I was a bottom, like a power bottom, maybe I'd be totally interested in penis and not vagina. I don't know. But there's everybody's different.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, I'm not knocking any of it. You know, me personally, I'm super attracted to a male form, not the female. And I found out recently that the vagina or the penis didn't have nothing to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, it usually doesn't have anything to do with the vagina or the penis. It usually is the form.
And since trans people have come out and started talking about, like, the gay world's accepted them, like, wholeheartedly, like, yeah, this is cool as shit, you know? Because there's not a problem with it being who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like be who you are and that'll make you beautiful. You know, it'll give you your confidence and your whatever. Like Jameson lately, have you been noticing Jameson lately? And Jameson said that he listens to us in background. You better have that shit turned up and be listening right now because I'm about to say I love you, man. I'm so proud of him, you know?
Yeah, I am really proud of him. He's really coming to his own. I see a different light in him too. Like before was an awesome person, but since has taken this step, he's just like his vibe is just so beautiful and vibrant, and I just love it.
Yeah, it's almost like because like my cousin Karen has known for a long time, she's just waiting for Jameson to say something, you know. Like, I suspected because the last time we hung out was going moonshine hopping, you and what's her name, Shelby.
Yeah.
We're in the back seat and me and Jameson were in the front and like, I was talking to her about normal stuff, like sexual stuff. Like you have a strap on and I was asking about that and like all that stuff. And I could tell by the way that, Jen at the time was talking that I think she wants to be a man. You know, that was in my mind. And I was, when it, she came out and said that she was transgender and wanted to go by Jameson from now on, I full-heartedly took a hold of it because I knew this was her truth and it was her thing. But now it's him and I love him. You know, I love, always love him. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I kind of suspected it too when I first met Jameson and like talking to him and everything like that. And I just was like, I kind of felt bad at the time, like even thinking it, because like, I don't know. I just feel bad when I kind of project a thought onto somebody else, but I fully embraced it too when he was able to open up and be himself.
And I've known Jameson since high school and one of my favorite people in high school. And back then Jen was super short. Like, and like she'd come up and I just thought she was a tomboy, you know, because super funny, super cool. I like being around her. And I still remember like my very first time I met her, you know, it's like, and I've loved her from day one, you know, and I always, and it was Jameson that I always loved, you know, who she really was, you know, I saw it, you know, and I loved her no matter what, I always have. And there was a long span where I didn't see her. So when I finally like, cause she was always friends with Karen. Mm-hmm. So Karen, I knew she was fine cause Karen was always talking about Jen, you know. And Karen and I were both like jumping for joy and titty clapping each other when we found out that Jameson come out as Jameson and was ready. And it was like cool as shit, you know?
Yeah.
But
what the fuck is titty clapping?
It's when you jump in the air and put your breasts together.
Oh.
Like Jack and Karen do.
Oh.
Or a hug.
They're like, yeah, tap them titties.
Your titties are touching.
In my mind.
If you're jumping around while you're hugging or clapping.
It was in my mind. It was chest bumping, so I just figured
mine
I would
will
clarify.
Be mine will be touching my belly button.
Look, you can throw them over your shoulders and keep working. You'll be fine. If you put your kids in backpacks on your back, you can just throw your titties back there and let them feed while you do your regular work.
You're right about that.
Yep. She's usually right about a lot of things. It's weird. But
I figure out things before I figure about.
I wish we all could be more like that.
Well, I'm Gemini, so there's two sides to me. The one's really smart, and the other one's... I won't tell you what he is. But he gets me in a lot of trouble. And they're always arguing. And the one's like, dude, you're fucking stupid. And like hitting the other one, and the other one gets mad, and they start fucking rolling around. And once that gets done, and they, you know, fill the other one in on what's really going on, then I'm fine. That takes about 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so I check out, and I just watch them roll around and beat each other up. You know? Sometimes you might hear it, because you'll hear me say things like, I'm a loser, I'm a piece of shit, I'll never amount to nothing. You know, and that's during those times where I'm wrestling with myself, trying to figure out what's really going on.
You say that a lot.
Yeah. So I'm always fighting with myself.
All right. So on that note.
Savannah.
Yeah.
This was the Savannah show, and I feel like we didn't talk much about Savannah. And
honestly.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen the show where they said this is the Savannah show.
No.
That was like an old show. It's like. Way back when I was little. I know, see him now.
All right, well, unfortunately.
Kyle, Leslie, love you.
Huh?
Tell Kyle and Leslie we love them.
Hey, they love you.
Yeah, we love them.
You guys, I definitely just messed that up, and that's funny as shit, though.
All right, so unfortunately, we are out of time. This was the Savannah Show, and we did not get to talk very much, so we'll have to have you on again sometime soon. Until next time, you can follow the podcast on Facebook.com/KOABDpod. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at KOABDpod. Until next time, stay true, hug someone, and always be a big deal. Bye.